identify all those constraints, why we can't, and to make changes in terms of the implementation. So I've done, that's not that clear, but I've done like a little diagram just to indicate to members how complex the processes are in terms of reporting on performance and expenditure. So on the first block is the NDP, and the NDP is supposed to to bring unity to all other government units. The NDP is implementing strategic framework goals, building that's supposed to monitor the implementation of the NDP, and also to integrate all other budgets and plans of government. So on the one side, we've got the medium-term strategic framework, which is then set up into 14 outcomes, and those 14 outcomes has got 14 ministers' technical committees that are responsible for the implementation and the development of those plans. The reporting system for the NTSF is the program of action. Now, the program of action is another animal. When we did the achievement on the first year of the targets, there were more than 500, almost 570 targets just for 2014-15. And those were only the targets on the actions. The actions are even broken down further into performance indicators. So it's very complex and very difficult to go through that 400-page document to really to monitor and evaluate progress on the NTSF. On the other side, the NTSF also informs our budget. So the budget is then split into 19 technical groups or 18 technical groups. But Treasury also categorized departments into budget functional groups, which are supposed to be aligned to the outcomes of the NDP. So when you monitor the expenditure of the functional groups, you are supposed to be able to monitor expenditure on the 14 outcomes of the medium-term strategic framework. And then the budget is also split into the budget programs and of the different boats, and the reporting system for the expenditure on the budget is the IMIA monitoring system. But the disadvantage to that is that the IMIA monitoring system reports on the performance of departments. It doesn't report on the performance of the functional group, which is linked to the outcomes. So there's no way that you can monitor the expenditure on the 14 outcomes. On the other hand, you also got the strategic plans and the annual performance plans. And the reports on those are the quarterly performance reports. You get the quarterly performance on the performance of the APCs, but you also get quarterly performance reports on conditional grants. And conditional grant expenditure is also included in the IMIA monitoring system. So this is just to try and illustrate how complex it actually is. And if you really want to monitor an outcome, you will have to, say for example, you want to monitor outcome 4. Then you must go to the functional budget group, see which departments contribute to that functional group in line with outcome 4, and there's 6 departments. Then you must take those 6 departments in your monitoring reports, QPRs, and if they have conditional grants, you must also look at the quarterly performance reports of the conditional grants, really to assess whether they've performed on that outcome or whether they've spent in terms of that outcome. So I've basically described this, but when you really want to look at the performance and the expenditure, there's all these different performance reports, and these reports are available to the legislature, and it's the only reports that are available for you to do oversight and to do monitoring and evaluation on. And it is important to know that these reports also are relevant for Parliament and for members. The information in these reports should assist you to monitor and evaluate the NDP or other outcomes. So the integration depends on the successful intergovernmental planning and budgeting processes of government.
Mm.
Sorry. And then when we look at the integration of the budget with the medium-term strategic framework, I also almost explained most of this in terms of the 9 functional groups that has been aligned to the 14 outcomes and the different departments that are categorized within those 9 budget function groups. When we did the comparison of the departments contributing to the functional groups and the departments contributing to the outcomes in the medium-term strategic framework, there was definitely a misalignment between those different the management groups of the budget and the one without. So I've got an annexure to the report, and it was all those tick boxes. But just to try and make it simpler, or try and make it easier, I counted all those ticks in those tick boxes. So in terms of outcome one, you will see there are 3 departments that are categorized within outcome one in that function group. But there are also 3 departments contributing to the outputs of the meeting of that outcome. But it's not the same 3 departments. So that's the misalignment. When we look at outcome 4, for example, there are 21 departments contributing to the outputs in outcome 4. But there are only 6 departments that are categorized within that budget function group that are aligned to outcome 4. So the other one is outcome 8. You will see outcome 8. There are 4 departments contributing to the outputs of outcome 8, but 5 departments are linked to the functional group that relates to outcome 8. So that is actually a problem, because then somebody has got to contribute to that outcome, but they don't. They are not part of the medium-term strategic framework for outcome act. So this is just to illustrate that there is a misalignment between the management structures of the outcomes and the budget. Further to look at the conditional grants. Conditional grants make up between 22.6 and 25% of the budget. So it's quite a bit of money that are allocated to conditional grants. And conditional grants are also supposed to assist with the implementation of national priorities, to fund national priorities. So that's why I also separate the conditional grants from the rest of the budget. So when I went through all the schedules and the frameworks of the conditional grants, where they indicate to which outcomes they contribute. So I also listed in a table all those conditional grants linked to the functional group, linked to the outcome, in the way that National Treasury categorized it. And you will also find that there's a total misalignment between the conditional grants and the budget function group. So you can see the conditional grants are not really taken into account when they did that functional grouping. So I'm on my last slide in terms of the way forward. So this kind of work on the National Development Plan will continue. We will regularly do analysis and assessments on to identify the constraints and to assist members to make recommendations on how to fix and how to make it easy for members, what must be done for members to really to be confident when you do oversight over the NDP, the expenditure on the NDP and the performance. But you also need that information, because the current information is too complex. There's no way that you will be in confidence say that this was the progress or this is the money that we've spent on the NDP. So the next step, you can also make recommendations on the next step, what we need to do, but we identified possibly we can look at the program structures in national departments, and we also want to look at, we will, as soon as the data is available, we also do the progress report or the achievements for 2015-16. In the initial documents, the DPME indicated that the information will be available 1 month after Cabinet has approved those data, the databases on the progress. But last week I checked and it isn't available, and it's 6 months after the fact. So for this meeting, I couldn't do the progress for 2015-16, but as soon as it's available, I'll do the progress on 2015-16. And then we also want to start looking at the assessment of the APPs. But, you know, currently we only have 6 people, and it's only me and Makula in the policy section. So it will take a bit of time. So we will have to prioritize the departments that we do as well. Thank you. So this is the presentation on the findings.
Thank you very much for the input. Honourable members, the input was those who want to discuss Honourable members.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Just in general, I mean, I get the what you've explained just 14 outcomes, 9 functions, and 9 function groups,
yeah.
And budgets. And I can understand this, with what we've got, it's very difficult to align these things because there's so much overlap. But I guess that's why it's like that. Is there any way that you can see that we can maybe streamline this so that you can get budget talking to function in some sort of formalized way, because it seems to me things are spreading out all over the place.
Yeah.
It may start off at a point, but then it spreads out to sort of cover too much ground at the end of the line, as it were. So, you know, 10 rand has got to suddenly become a rand 50 here, 1 rand there, 2 rand there, and 50 cents here, to achieve things that right across the full spectrum of departments. Identify them.
Yeah.
Don't say anything about where do we go from here, because
yeah.
if we carry on, it's just going to expand further, actually. I don't know whether we're going to achieve any way of establishing if the money we're putting into this actually achieving its purpose, and what money is achieving what purpose, because it's just so widely spread. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Dr. Magoda.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Thanks. We welcome the presentation from PBO. They always really assist us so that you can get the culprits that don't want to really align, you know, the NDP and the strategic framework of the government to their plans. I want to check, Honorable Chair. Here we see that some of them, they are not complying. But what we are not sure, I don't know whether it's something that will need a research further, whether those particular departments that are not really adhering to the alignment of NDP and the strategic framework of the government have in their performance contracts. Is it part in their performance contract so that they can be held liable for failing, because there should be a consequence management on the failure for those departments. You know, it's shocking. We are indicating that we are saying we've got the challenge of the unemployment in the country. 21 outputs, but only 3, you know, or only 6 that is budgeted for that, you know, which means to say that they are not serious about the call. I remember from it's 2011, the president made a call around the issue of the employment to say that all the departments have to fill in the vacant posts so that they can contribute to the employment of those that are not employed. But you find that it's like that. Secondly, I want to check, do you have maybe the information for which departments that are not complying to this alignment of this certificate, so that we can, when we call them, we deal with them around this particular matter. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Mandoko. Any other input? Honourable members? Dr.
Chair, okay, see what you insist that I speak. it's exactly what the President has given us information is that it's not confusing, it's complicated.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure out you know, what needs to be done, because it doesn't help listening to something and asking for clarification where at this point in time there is a solution that is being worked on and well, hopefully that the budget office will present to this department. But I think that's the problem with our budget process, with the way we do things. I mean, is that we make things too complicated, and it's simple. I mean, there's 14 outcomes, and those outcomes should be aligned with the MTSA. It's as simple as that. But it's not happening, because there are too many, I don't know what the purpose is. I'm hoping that it's, Chair, that it's not for the purpose of giving somebody something to do, and creating jobs, and we're creating jobs in the wrong areas. Whereas we here now, we have the budget office, which is an important function, and they always provide useful information, but they are understaffed. Now, how do you have a budget office that's supposed to provide us with information to then do oversight, and they are understaffed? And then you might find in the departments themselves, they are overstaffed, and overstaffed not only with skills, they overstaff, but they are underskilled. So that's the paradox of it. So it's, I'm just trying to, you know, look for, I know we're supposed to get a solution from budget office, but I'm trying to look for myself to make a you know, valuable input and to add value is to say, but listen, can we not do it another way? But I'm not going to ask the question and then put the ball in the budget office's court, because at the end of the day, we also have to assist. That's what we are supposed to be here, to assist, to use the information to assist one another, because the budget office is one of our very valuable partners. And so therefore, yeah, it's just bewildering to understand why it is this way. So at this point in time, that could be my input. It has to be aligned. Otherwise, we're going nowhere fast with this way.
Honorable Senator Young.
Yeah, I don't think you need to
go. Thank you very much, Chair. I wasn't going to speak up. Perhaps if you can just please speak to this this analysis that you've done of the interpretation. Just speak to it a bit more. I did hear you, but I didn't hear you. To understand this, because I think the issues of integration between budgets and outputs quite a very critical aspect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable my brother. No, I'm just
I'm not quite sure whether I'm going to ask the right question or because I'm new and the first thing, but it's confusing. I'm a little bit confused. You you are talking about outcome one, which is quality basic education. And then you said the output is three, budget is three. But no more. So I'm not quite sure whether I understand or I don't understand. For instance, we go to outcome number nine, responsive and accountability, effective and efficient developmental. So now I don't know whether you're talking about the department. The output is 13. I don't know whether it's 13 departments who follow. And then others not follow. What the consequences is. Comrade Madropa say so. So Honorable Madropa say so. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
So maybe it's me or I don't understand. I'm sorry. If I ask a wrong question, so very much. I'm sorry.
No, thank you. You were spot on.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate your amazing speech. And my brother, do you want to say?
I've just turned in. So I will benefit from. I'm saying I've just landed when she was saying thank you for listening.
Okay.
So I actually went to the wrong body. When I attended in the morning, they said the afternoon session would be at S26. So I waited very And eventually I went to all the bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, at least assisted me with it. Right, also apologies, Chief.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you for your inputs. I wasn't confused. I really didn't feel confused. But I think you've highlighted a challenge that we have. And you even said there are other reports which members should look at. Is it possible for you to email the reports to our secretary so that we actually look at them at our own time. But I think we cannot give up at this time. We need to find a way of making sure that we can do our oversight on these departments. And people have to align the activities with the education. It's not a question of options. There are no options.
Mm.
It's a question of doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm.
And we need to pin them down to that. We don't want explanation why people deviated from what they should have done. We want them to align they are working with the NDP so that we can be able to oversee that indeed the NDP is on course.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we want. You can respond to
there are a few issues. I can only express some of my views, but I can't give recommendations in terms of how to fix it. There are, but we as a committee, we need to think where we start. And we need to start to bring, the starting point should be to bring Treasury and the DPME together in one room. Because it seems that there's not really good communication between the two. So, the National Treasury and the DPME. So we need to get them in one room and indicate to them that we find that this is the problem in terms of the misalignment. So Treasury will definitely have to, some of them will have to give, the one will have to give and the one will have to take and vice versa. So Treasury will have to make some adjustments how they categorize the departments into the functional groups. And if they want to do that in functional groups and report to the finance committee or in the budget on functional groups, it can't just be a table in the budget. This is how it functions. Then there must be a decision taken to also report on those functional groups on a quarterly basis so that we can follow these sort of groups that are really directly linked to the outcomes, and then we follow the expenditure in terms of that. But I think that should be the first step. In terms of the consequences, the most of the performance agreements are aligned with the NTSF. But the NTSF is not just a detailed report on the NDP outcome. They've got everything in the medium-term strategic framework. It's not just the recommendations of the NDP. So the other decision that might also assist us is to enforce the implementation of all the recommendations in NDP into the APPs, because the APPs and the strategic plans are systems that are in place. So if we can see in those documents the outcome with that department's indication that might also be a solution to monitor on a departmental basis all the outputs that contribute to the outcome. But I think one should really sit down and talk about this and prioritize. And the committee can tell the DPME what our needs are. The committee can tell Treasury what our needs are. Because you are ultimately responsible to do the oversight, and at this stage, it's almost impossible to do oversight over the implementation of the NDP. And this first NTSF is for 2014-19, and we must make sure that the next five-year plans are perfect, because we've got the opportunity to it. We've identified all these constraints, and so we can make recommendations on these constraints, and then fix it in the next 5 years. So yes, that's basically what I want to say. And in terms of the table with all the numbers, in the report there's this detailed, more confusing document, but this was almost like the working document. So I've listed all the outcomes there, and I've listed all the departments, that the leading departments, and then I listed all the departments that indicate that they contribute. And then I made tick boxes and to say this department indicates I contribute to outcome 1, 5, 6, and 7. And then I took Treasury's document, how they categorize the departments into function groups. And I took all those departments and I also ticked them where they fit into the different outcomes. So I just counted all of them just to try and make it easier to understand that it's not totally enough. And it's not the same departments that contribute to the outputs of the outcomes in the NTSF that are linked to the function groups. That's basically, it's just the methodology basically that I used to show that there is a misalignment. Yeah, it's confusing, but I mean, it's hours work that went into this. But I also had to, if you put all this information, you really had to conceptualize how to show it and how to prove that there's something wrong and we need to make a recommendation how to fix it, but we first must identify the problem and basically have proof and evidence that there is a problem.
Sir, you'll come after Dr. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, ma'am, it's not like the old days where it was ladies first.
Yeah, it seems as though the statement made by the public officers is absolutely correct, is that we need to find a solution. And I think what needs to happen here is that
this Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, we've seen them once, I think. I think we've seen them once in the 2 years. They have not reported to us, so if they're not reporting to the committee, then who are they reporting to anyway? So that we've seen Treasury quite a few times. We actually see them too many times. So that's probably where the problem is. And I think why it is so is that there is an overlap and a duplication with another department, and that is where the problem is. Because surely when a budget is prepared, the budget is prepared for programs, and then grants are allocated to specific departments. Now, if the functions are not aligned with the allocation with the spending, then surely there is a major problem. And I don't think that problem can be resolved by these two departments. And having them in the same room is actually going to be the solution, and one needs to call them in and explain to them, can you please tell us what needs to be done, and that's where the problem is.
Thanks, Chair. But this information is so important and it's good. But it needs time to be clear what we are doing. Because first, in APPs, we didn't, when we are doing, I don't know whether it's monitoring and evaluation, but you are talking about the MTP, of which is supposed to be in APPs, which is where you're going to follow the trend, whether this money is going on this side, this money is going on this side. And then on this committee, they say they do this, of which we don't know, but is it the reality or not? Chair, I don't know, can we have a little bit workshop, even not today, at least a day to be clear? I'm not quite sure whether it's me, I'm not clear, but I see this information, it's important, but in a short space of time. That's why, I don't know, can I have a proposal or what? Just one day to be clear, to say, okay, when you identify the problem, where is the problem? And you come back, you see, and go, okay, they're supposed to report when? Because if they report after 2 years, it means after how many disasters? I'm not quite sure, or maybe I'm wrong. I'm new, I'm sorry, but I think I'm learning, I don't know. Thanks.
I thought you wanted to say something.
Okay. I can also just inform the committee that after our first presentation, the National Planning Commission came to visit the PPO to talk about the analysis that we did. And they also went there to, they invited us to present to the whole new National Planning Commission. So that we did. So they are busy working on something. Whether it is a document, something in between the NDP and the MTSD, we don't know, because that was just the first stages. They also realized there's a problem in terms of the reporting, and the medium-term strategic framework. Because the medium-term strategic frameworks were almost developed before the NDP. So that's also one of our biggest problems, why there's a bit of a misalignment. So, but we as the committee can really try and make a difference for the next 5 years to make sure that it is the relevant information that we want to do oversight on a regular basis.
Mm.
clearly coming out is that one, we should actually call the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation and the Treasury together. That is the suggestion of the committee, and that should be done very, very soon. And we are saying as a committee that we do not want Ex-Chief to be aligned to the NTP. That is what should ultimately happen. Anything else should lead to Dr. Watford. And you know, when I was listening to you, maybe not on an official, I became very worried, because I was in the flight and people were just talking, and I heard this people, one of them saying that this thing will not happen, this ambition, because Treasury doesn't like it. You know? I just overheard it. Then I just greeted these people after a long time. I didn't want them to see that I was listening. So I think this Treasury now, okay, we must have after meeting both of them, we must just have them for a very long time. They must tell us, nyan, do they want this thing to happen? Because I'm worried now. Because, you know, when you started saying these things don't talk to each other, I said, that's conversation.
Chet, can I, having listened to the discussion, you know, I had a very interesting encounter at Reds. Can't just remember who these professors were. But the committee may want to possibly consider inviting some of those academia who are analyzing the NDP, its implementability, and the gaps. And perhaps you would benefit from those people who are sitting outside there, who does compare us with the rest of the world. And when you hear our internal problems, either you start with them or you end with them, I think it would really enrich the committee to get the views of those people whose work is just to be critical of everything that happens. Because I think the committee needs that for us.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you see, because the sooner that is done, the better. Because the NDP, I know some people seem to think, and they've mentioned in this committee with us, that maybe one must relook at the targets. And in my view, the NDP is not negotiable. The NDP, the outcomes as per the NDP must be achieved, and it's not negotiable. So it's important that we get the analysis from whoever, people that could assist us in going forward. It's just not negotiable.
Chairperson, sorry.
I haven't recognized you.
I beg your pardon.
I will. Let me say something. I will definitely recognize you. I think before we lose it, can we just say as a committee that we should invite the vets experts as soon as...
I guess... I was just saying...
No, because those ones that you know, the best ones first, they were the ones, and my brother gave us the contacts when we were here. But we will also call other experts, other critics that we, because it's a pity I did not take the numbers of those people in the plane, because I'm getting worried. The NDP is not negotiable, it's got to be combined. And that is our job with this committee. You can come in.
Thank you, Chair. I think that you already recognize this discussion. I think in adding to let me weigh in on what Dr. Peter said just a few minutes ago, that the issue really, you know, when we look at countries, for example, like Brazil that had their own NDP a couple of years ago, one of the things they would do when they were serious about it at some point was to make sure that they identify firstly the gaps in implementation, but secondly make sure that those gaps then become part and parcel of the target setting exercise. One feels like to some extent in government, target setting happens in a vacuum, or they do it in silos, right? They lose sight of the bigger picture and the direction that we need to take as a country. I think it would help us to also understand when we get a presentation, say, from the experts, say, how do we take it forward to make sure that it influences the target setting exercise and the agenda of government as a whole, so that we have an integrated approach. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that very useful input. And I think the committee secretary is back to that. Is there any other input? Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks, Supervisor. Maybe Chair, to look at it from the support staff point of view, I can just say the point that the PP always raises is very important. Because I remember I heard that the presidency also identified the issue of alignment between the NDP and the party. And there has been a commitment that but more maybe to add to what Honorable Kwakwa is saying, on the part of the research, what we can do is to do an analysis, because South Africa is not the first country to implement the NDP. We can look at those countries, for instance, even in Africa, countries like Kenya, they have implemented the NDP, and you know, they are far ahead. And we can look at what they have done in this respect. If they succeeded, what is it that they did to it, and then present it to the committee.
That will be very welcome by us, it will assist us. Anything else?
Just not about the NDP, Chair. I want to apologize for being late. I'm coming from London. Just before the closing, I want to put that in the record. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. For today, well, unfortunately for you, I will not be telling. But if I was telling, I would not forgive you, because you usually don't come and you deny us this wisdom. You make us poorer as a committee. You are not here. So try to absent yourself from all the others.
Thank you.
Can we adjourn?
Yes, you can adjourn.
With the powers vested upon me, I adjourn this meeting. You must not.
Yes,
and
we need to
dial
down.
And
the